Do less guest. Do less guest. Do less guest.
Hey, we are. This is us.
You're like, what is
podcast
he doing?
Podcast time.
Welcome back to the Do Less Guest podcast. Very exciting. We are on Patreon.
This is our first one to be posted to Patreon.
Yes, we are on Patreon. Thank you to all the new Do Less Guest patrons. Thank you so much for your support. And yeah, so there's so many episodes of stuff because we've been doing this for a while, obviously, and we had done it all on trachini.com because I thought, wouldn't that be fun? Just like do it there. But Patreon is just killing it, and it's way easier. But I think it'll be better for you guys.
Yeah.
Better for us. Better for everyone. So if you're still, if you're watching this right now on trachini.com, that's great. Thank you. We're going to, by the end of the month, we're going to fully transition. So if you're on the website, thank you. Make your transition over to Patreon, please. We want to see you there. And here we are.
And here we are. I thought about making a transition joke, but I'm not. Because we're on Patreon
right,
now.
Right, exactly.
I don't make those jokes anymore.
Yeah, now we do have to... If you go back, we had to erase all the episodes where we just said horrible racist things because... It was trachini.com. I was good.
Yeah.
But now Patreon's kind of watching.
The CFO of Patreon is right there. You can't see him, but he's off camera. He's looking at me right now.
Okay, I got George.
We're joking.
We got it.
George.
We don't... He's a great guy. No, but... Yeah, we were just talking about that NBA player said like a
anti-Semitic
racial slur while playing Call of Duty, which is just, I don't know, it's outrageous. Can you, if you were making that much money playing basketball, I would hope people in my life were like, Trey, just shut up, just play your game. Don't
live stream it.
Don't live stream yourself. Getting angry at Call, live streaming me playing Call of Duty, even in my position, would ruin my career. I scream. I don't say any slurs, but I am like, you're like, yeah, Trey's great. Like our kids watch him. We can trust him. And if I streamed, I'd just be screaming.
But one snipe to the head.
Yeah.
When you weren't looking.
I shot him first. Katie's upstairs like, language, calm down. It would not go well. It would not be good for the brand.
I mean, so many of those athletes do. I think on one end, they just have so much free time.
Right.
But I don't see the draw necessarily if you're making $30 million a year. We're like, I should get that Twitch stream up and going. Yeah. Trying to get to 50 subs.
So I thought it was funny. I really enjoy getting right on the socials of people getting canceled in real time. I noticed he and his wife are kind of big on TikTok. She's like, my life as an NBA wife. And it's like this cute TikTok, like I make his lunch and then I'm also an entrepreneur. So I'm like selling t-shirts.
Yeah.
And first and foremost, I will say props. She has every right to literally do nothing because they have millions of dollars, but she's trying. And I'm sure she's having some success, but I would be tough for me to be like, I just grinded and made 42K and my husband just made that by going to practice for 30 minutes. So that's a good problem to have.
Also, he hates Jews.
So that's part of her.
So that sucks.
Yeah.
That's another thing that's a downer right now.
Yeah, that's another part that's probably making it difficult right now. What was great about that? So yeah, he said an anti-Semitic slur. And on the video game live stream, he's like, hey man, real quick, I got to take a phone call. And he mutes his live stream, but the video's still going. You haven't seen this?
No.
So he takes a phone call and he's just like, you see his like dread appear on his face. And he just kind of clicks back and he's like, hey man, I gotta go. My wife needs me. Good game, man. Click. So clearly
like his
wife.
Agent or someone called him.
His wife or agent or whoever is in charge of him. Yeah, clearly called and is like, hey, we're getting some tweets. Did you just say this on Call of Duty? You need to get off and come to this meeting now.
Don't apologize. Don't say you're sorry, but just, you know, in the live stream. Mm-hmm. We'll apologize later if you mean it. Don't worry about it now.
Or did you see Papa John's came out and said, I've been in, because Papa John said the N-word a while back. And
sure.
he came out and said, I've been in therapy for the past 22 months to try to remove that from my language.
Oh, the Papa John.
Yeah.
Big Papa.
Yeah.
Okay.
To which everyone, I mean, that's hilarious. It took you 2 years to stop saying that? Just like every day for 2 years, he wakes up and says it again. Dadgummit. Back to therapy.
God.
I've got to stop saying that. He's like, I'm gonna put Jay-Z on again. And he just sings along and says it again. Dad, I knew it was coming and I knew to skip that part.
in his room in rehab, they have one of those things you'd see in a warehouse where it's like 13 days since last accident.
Yeah.
Where it's like, how many days since his last slur? Yeah. Gotta erase it.
It's been zero. 76 days since the last slur, but unfortunately, I
listened a little bit of Lil Jon and the East Side Boys, and
and I just, yeah, I went through Popeyes, and I was listening to Jay-Z, and I started feeling a little, and
I relapsed.
And I relapsed. him at therapy, be like, all right, Papa, just, how are you doing today? He's like, I'm doing good. Papa's I had a good time, fine. And beep, like, Papa. He's like, gosh.
Papa?
Oh, that's just the funniest concept. There's all these memes of, like, Papa when, you know, blank in paradise comes on. It's just, like, a meme of him, like, sweating and, like, constraining himself.
That is a funny thought. 22 months?
22 months. Papa needs to just... He just needs to eat pizza all day, every day. Keep his mouth full.
Because isn't that another thing
he doesn't
said?
Say it. That's another thing.
He's like, I ate a pizza a day for, like, 7 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, why would... I'm Papa John.
Yeah.
He didn't think that was going to be weird.
He came out, he's like, ever since I left the Papa John company, I had a pizza every day from there, and I can tell it's changed.
Yeah. You're
like, Papa... No, it hasn't.
Chill, Papa.
Yeah, it doesn't taste as racist, which was our charm, I guess. Man, that is just the funniest concept. For someone who just, my name is so-and-so, and I cannot stop saying slurs. That what you're like, dude.
I found the article.
Stop.
Papa John Schnatter.
Shatner. Is it S-C-H-N?
Yeah,
S-C-H-N. Oh, Schnatter.
Schnatter.
Which, that's the problem right there. Yeah. I wonder who goes by Papa. His last name sounds like a slur.
It seems like someone's going to be offended over Schnatter.
Would you say to me, you Schnatter?
Schnatter. Schnatterlocken? It just seems like European.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he stopped working for Papa John's, he had 40 pizzas in 30 days. That was the streak he went on. And it's changed.
That is quite a streak. I mean, I sadly, probably pretty close to that in phases of my life. I remember in college, they, excuse me, they put in a... High five pizza.
Okay.
That's what it's called, right?
Yeah, yeah.
If it's just a little grab-and-go pizza thing. It's kind of like a Subway pizza, right?
Yeah,
you're like,
yeah,
I want this, this, and this. And they're running a deal in the college town that was buy a large Coke from the Coke Freestyle deal, get a free pizza. So you got a whole pizza and a Coke for like $2.70. And I ate there every day. For 5 weeks, I think I pulled a Schnatter.
You really Schnattered it.
I Schnattered it.
I Schnattered the record. Ooh. For pizza in a week.
I absolutely Schnattered it. So,
speaking of tweets, did you see Burger King's tweet on International Women's
Day? Yes. Yes. That was. It's crazy, right? Crazy.
They're like, no, people will like this.
Yeah. No. Yeah, it'll like draw people in, but they'll be like, oh
it's Burger
King. We totally get it.
Oh.
Because. Guys, 99% of people are really reasonable.
One, they're reasonable. One, we're Burger King. We have a great reputation.
Yeah.
Fast food in general has a great reputation.
Right.
For how they treat their employees.
Yes.
This is going to go well.
Yeah.
That person's fired.
Oh, I love when moments like that happen because...
I guess if you don't know their tweet,
yeah,
you
they're, should explain yeah. it. Burger King tweeted, the single tweet was, on International Women's Day,
yeah.
They tweeted, women belong in the kitchen.
Period.
And I will... Jake retweeted it. And then I texted him. I was like, Jake, you got to take that down. You got to take that. You're schnattering right now.
I got a phone call in the middle of my stream. He's like, we're getting a lot of tweets.
No. Oh. No. And then they like follow the tweet with like, if they want to, here's the deal. We are at Burger King are making an initiative to get more women in the culinary profession because it's a male dominated thing. So they're trying to do a positive thing, but bring people into the shock value. But of course, no one reads a whole thread. People are just like, what is Burger King doing? And then it was up. They finally deleted it, which is hilarious.
It took like 12 hours, though.
They kept it up. And so people are like, oh, I'm sure everyone saw that was like, oh, some random employee is trying to be funny today. And they're like, oh, it's been up for 8 hours. They mean this.
Yeah, it's like, oh, Burger King got hacked. Well, no. They're like, actually, no, we did not. Not even a little bit.
No.
We wanted that.
And it was funny. People were responding like, never eating here again. And Burger King was responding like, did you not read the rest of the thread? Like, it's good. We're...
Not sure where the issue is coming from.
I just love when moments like that happen because it's like they could have called anyone in this room and said, should we do this? We'd be like, no, don't
definitely
do that.
Don't.
Yeah, I don't. Why do you even think that's a good idea?
George is over here laughing. He knows.
Yeah, so listen.
CFO of Patreon.
This is probably the most culturally, politically charged race and gender relations time in the history of mankind. Here's our idea. On Women's Day, we're going to put out a horribly disparaging statement, just making fun of women, which will draw attention.
Yeah, it'll be good for us.
And then we'll sell more Whoppers.
We're just trying to, we got to take down McDonald's somehow.
What do you think about
it? We're thinking either women belong in the kitchen or men's lives matter.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Something like that. Or, okay, we have a few more. We have only feed her if she shakes her Whoppers.
Something like that.
Something like
promotes
that.
Promotes the product, but also...
Right, like, it gets the attention.
Props up women.
Yeah, it props up women. And then we say, well, if she's being well compensated.
Yeah.
Strippers only make 40 cents on the dollar of what male attorneys make. That needs to change. Get more Whoppers. Get your chicken fries.
Yes.
BurgerKing.com.
TM. Trademark.
Yeah.
They're also thinking about another tweet was like, best way to prop up a woman, two hands at a time. Right?
Right.
Because like we want to like elevate them.
We do, metaphorically speaking,
yes.
Here at Burger King, we want women to be as equal to men, of course. Come get our number four meal.
Come on, guys. These are good deals. Prop up women. Put them on elevated surfaces because they are better than us.
Yeah. If she's only a four, I don't want it. Just kidding. Yes, I do. Our number four meal is our new delicious Whopper. Come try it. Women made it and they're great cooks.
Because they,
if they want to be,
belong in the kitchen with consent.
With, yes. What do you guys think of that campaign?
So, I mean, we're just brainstorming here. Yeah. This is Burger King. We like to keep it loose and fun around here.
Come on.
What do you guys think?
That was...
So that's a Burger King pitch meeting on International Women's Day.
Something like that. That's so good. Just, yeah, what's... What, is there like a... Is there a Jewish day? I guess Yom Kippur.
I'd say that's one of the bigger ones.
That's one of the bigger ones. So maybe on Yom Kippur, Burger King just like tweets a selfie of Myers Leonard and then follows it with like, we do not stand this guy. Get a Whopper. But that'll be work well, right?
When do you think Yom Kippur is this year? I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Gosh, I know when
Yom Kippur is. Kind of pronouncing it like Kelly Kippur, so hope that's right.
Yom Kippur. Is she Jewish?
Not really.
I think with that last name, maybe.
I would guess she skews Hindu based on the Indian descent.
Well, yeah, but maybe she chose Judaism. That's not how it works, is it? You're kind of Jewish or you're not.
Culturally.
For the most part.
Yeah. All right. Yom Day. When
great
is it?
People. They know their Bible. They know their Torah.
I would.
Do you know what the Torah is?
Yeah.
Okay.
First $5, dude.
Come on.
I'm waiting on your Yom Kippur guess.
I think Yom Kippur is, because I remember, this is what I'm trying to dig out of memory. My manager is married to a Jewish woman. He was going to do something with me. And he's like, dude, I forgot it was Yom Kippur, which I thought was funny. I'm going to guess the month first.
Okay.
November.
Not really.
It changes?
No, I'm just saying you got the season right.
October. It's December?
September.
Okay, well. Yeah, I don't know what it is, clearly.
That's okay. Just a little day of atonement.
I bet it's fun, man. I feel like Jewish people really know how to have a good time.
Oh,
based
yeah.
on my Bible readings.
They dance their yams off.
Yeah, they have great feasts.
Mm-hmm.
Many wines. I was watching New Girl, one of my favorite shows, and Schmidt is Jewish, and he's joking about how Cece, his wife, is pregnant. He's like, being pregnant, Cece, is horrible. She's says the meanest things that I can only describe as, well, anti-Semitic. And they kind of talk it out, and they get through it, and she goes, he's like, we're going to be a great couple. Like, I love you so much. He goes, I love you, Schmidt. She's like, I'm going to make that little beanie on the top of your head spin around. And he goes, that's got a rough start, but we'll take it. Dude, I feel like even New Girl 10 years will be like, they let those jokes fly?
Really?
There's even, because The Office will get worse and worse. I remember 5 or 6 years ago, I watched a college basketball game. Oklahoma State was playing a team who had a huge Polish center. And the announcer said a Polish racial slur.
Oh.
Which I was unaware of.
Yeah, but no one knew the word, but like he knew.
Right. Do you remember
not
it?
Call him that. Yeah.
I was watching it live. It went to commercial. It came back. And he's like, by the way, folks, I want to sincerely apologize for my words. I'm sure they got off there. They're like, bro, what'd you say?
I remember that. You know, Prince Harry is in the news a lot right now. Him and Oprah are besties. And anyway, I was seeing more stuff about Prince Harry recently on Twitter, and someone was like, never forget when he said this racial slur back when he was in like the British military. And I watched the whole video, didn't catch it. I was like, let's do it again, but with the volume louder, baby. So then I did it again. I was like, still not catching it. And then it was like, oh yeah, in certain parts of Britain, this is a word that can be derogatory towards Middle Eastern people, specifically from Pakistan. And then I was like, Prince Harry, you gotta know better.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's kind of like the classic, like, hey, if you go to Thailand, do not give anyone a thumbs up. They'll shoot you in the head, you know, or something like that. You're like, oh my gosh, I don't know these rules. It's, you gotta do your homework. Or have you ever heard how someone's like, do you know, like, that, like, this means F you in sign language? I'm like,
oh yeah, there's like four of them.
Right. I'm like, I already know sign language for F you.
I have my version.
Yeah.
What's yours? Oh, the elbows? No, I'm not going to do that. I got it right here.
Yeah.
I love that.
A classic was just one of these. You give him the ring finger.
So funny.
So funny. One of my favorites.
Yeah. That's so good, though. Like, other countries. Like, are you going to Yugoslavia? Okay, one tip I'll say, don't touch your ears with your right hand.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Yeah. Just don't.
Yeah,
just don't. It's very offensive to people who are in families.
Yeah. And like, okay, what else do I need to know? It is very frightening. That's why I just never leave the good old America. I love it here. I know the rules.
Yeah.
I know the rules. Don't get on a Twitch stream and start shouting racial slurs. I've got that figured out.
I was thinking about going to Cambodia, but you're not supposed to dip just your feet into the pools there. It's all
true?
Or nothing. Yeah. It's very, very harmful.
That is.
And offensive.
That's. I can't tell if that's a joke or real.
That is a joke.
Okay. I was just like, that was like just normal enough where I really didn't know if you were serious. I feel like you might go to Cambodia. That's a
I don't think I'm going to Cambodia.
East Asia, where they're like, yeah, there's a whole different culture. It's cool, but do not eat any of the meat.
Yeah.
Do not drink any of the water. If there's a vendor, don't eat it. You will die. I don't want to go there.
If you think it's ice cream, it's not.
Yeah.
This is a lot of rules.
Yeah. I don't want to do this.
No.
Mm-mm.
I went to the one time I've been to Asia, which maybe is technically not even Asia because it was Moscow, Russia. Either way, abroad, my one time across the pond. And food wasn't great, but McDonald's had bone-in chicken wings. And that was my saving grace. That was like, slammed bone-in chicken.
Nice.
From Don's.
Wow. Yeah. So it's like real chicken. Get hard to argue with that.
As far as I know.
You got the bones.
Yeah.
I mean, what other creature could that be? Maybe a bat?
Maybe a large bat.
A large bat. Well. What? Oh. Coronavirus. Your
Maybe
fault.
Some sort of Chernobyl cat or something that had kind of grown wings, but not really.
Right. Yeah. I would be willing. I'd try about anything. I would. I recently got a lobster. We went to, which is not a crazy thing to try, but bachelor party, group of guys, went to like a nice steakhouse. Great. And I love a good steak, but, you know, for me, I'm having a fun night. I'm trying to stay light on my feet. It's kind of heavy. So I was like, I'll go a little fish. I'm like, oh, there's a lobster. I don't think I've ever full on just had a lobster. Let's do this thing.
Yeah.
It said market next to it. I'm like, what is it? Do I have to go get it? I don't know what that means.
Market. Yeah.
I just ordered it. And I got this huge lobster. And people are telling me at the table, like, how much is that? I was like, I don't know. It said market. They're like, dude, that's $400 of lobster. I was like, okay, what? It turned out to be 100, which
still seems a lot,
which was not worth it
for a sea creature.
And now it shows how stupid I am, but it was fine. Like, it was just quality meat, but it just kind of tastes like sea ish and you dip it in butter. But
so what does market mean? Like,
I guess just depending,
haggle with someone at the market.
Yeah. I guess whoever from the restaurant went to the wet markets, just kind of like, what are they charging that day? And
interesting.
Yeah. The wet markets.
Lobster's not bad. I had it once as well.
It's okay.
Fine. I had it in Maine.
Crab's way better.
Oh, I don't think I've had crab.
But you ever had crabs?
I don't think so. No, the doctor said it technically wasn't crabs.
Okay. That's good. Because, yeah, it's better than paying $100 for a lobster, though, is what I'm saying.
What was I going to say? Oh, lobster. Remember back in the day, you'd go to Walmart with your mom, and there are just lobsters in the back in these little sea tanks, and some of them are like black and some of them are kind of rolled over and you're worried about them.
Mm-hmm.
Creepy looking devils.
Yeah. There's like a prehistoric insect. Once it's on your plate, you kind of switch back and forth between like, oh, this is what a luxury. I'm going to eat this, / like, this is just a giant critter.
Yeah.
And
like some sort of centipede with a tail.
It's amazing what we deem. Like, think about eating eggs.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just...
It's like a reproductive organ, basically.
It's just a... it's like an abortion on your fried up in oil. It's kind of disgusting when you think about it.
Eggs is crazy. Yeah, it's like we took this life and now we're consuming it about 8 different ways
and
for breakfast.
So good.
Oh.
It's not fertilized. Okay, yeah, I take back what I said.
It had the potential.
Okay, Derek, the guy who's had kids before, knows how it works.
But the potential is still there. It's right. Still, you know.
That's why Katie and I have never kissed, because we don't have one kids yet.
Good.
Because that's how
you get crabs.
That's how you, yeah. Full circle. A lot of reasons. Yeah, stay abstinent, folks.
Stay abstinent.
But eggs are crazy. You know, what I get recently, that so Katie doesn't eat meat, which annoys me more by the day.
Yeah.
I love her, though. We love Katie. But, you know, I'm like, oh, I want to make this lasagna, and I got to make a veggie half lasagna.
Oh.
Ugh. I mean, it was a sad lasagna.
Yeah.
And she's like, it's good. I'm like, I mean, it's your bed. You got to lay in it, but yeah. That looks like a sad lasagna. Mine has short rib in it. It's delicious.
I've had several different moods of lasagna. I've had happy lasagna. I've had jovial lasagna.
Yeah.
And I don't want to experience sad lasagna.
Oh, I know what I had. We went to this is a pretty nice restaurant, so it was good. Have you ever had the tongue of an animal?
No.
It's...
Trying to not do that.
Yeah.
This life.
Back on the farm, I had plenty of that.
Yeah, trying to quit.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, it's actually, you know, a good source of meat. You just think of it. It's like a muscle, like the rest of the muscles
seems
we
dense.
Eat on the animal.
Yeah.
If it's cooked well and done right, it can be a delicious piece of meat. I got... it was like lamb skewers. It was like different bits of the lamb cooked, and a part of it was a little tongue. And you can kind of tell. And Katie was literally like, "Ew, that's disgusting." She was freaking out. I was like, "You're cracking open like an ocean spider and sucking his leg holes. That's grosser than eating a lamb tongue when you think about it, right?" But we say crab is a delicacy. Doesn't make sense. You know what I mean?
I've never thought about the sucking of the leg holes.
You have
this is my first time.
Ocean spider. You're ripping his joints, breaking them off, juices flying, and you have this delicious meat in there, and you're... It's gross when you think about it.
You don't even really have to think about it much
yeah.
for that to be gross.
Yeah, you're like, I'm never getting crab.
Just what you did just now was enough for me. You ever had shark?
Oh. Shark?
Yeah.
No.
I had shark once. Wasn't that bad.
What?
I don't think I would do it on a daily basis.
Where do they serve that?
Trinidad and Tobago.
Why were you there?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Doing a little research.
A little tongue competition?
The crabs doctor was there.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a good guy.
But a shark, what kind of shark do you have? Nurse?
They didn't tell me.
Hammerhead?
I would have liked to have known. Mm-hmm. At the very least, yeah, whether or not he considered fish as friends or food, but I got no info on the shark.
Mm. Yeah.
How many different types of sharks do you know?
Bull.
One.
Nurse.
Two.
Hammerhead.
Three.
Great white.
Ooh, four.
Whale.
That's probably one.
It's not a shark, but it's called a whale shark. It's actually a fish, people. I know my marine life. I got more. There's the...
I think I can only think of one.
There's the...
You haven't said.
No, hold on. There's a few more that come to me. Wait. Shark week. 07. What I see.
Shark bait. Ooh, come on.
Shark bait. Okay. They're coming to me. The great white nosed.
Okay. I'm going to look these up. Keep going.
Mark Cuban.
Different kind of shark week.
What else? The wireless vacuum my mother loved. There's more coming to me. The guy we bought a used car from. There's a lot of them.
Those
San
are
Jose.
All the ones I was thinking. Oh, there you go. Yeah, great organization.
Mm-hmm.
Good job.
Okay, what are the sharks? I'm actually curious.
The only other one I could think of was tiger shark.
Tiger.
I think it's one of the more common ones. Yeah.
Tiger. Should have known that.
And then whichever one bit Bethany Hamilton. Bethany Shark, I think they named it.
Who's afterwards. Bethany Hamilton?
Is that her name?
She's the one who got women the right to vote.
That was Eleanor Roosevelt. Different woman from
history. No, no. You are thinking of Rosa Parks.
Oh, yes. First woman to fly.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
The Wings of Justice and Fairness.
Oh, yeah. Justice League. What was her name? Wondrous Woman?
Margot Robbie.
Derek, how are we looking on? We can't keep this up much longer.
Sharks.
I was looking about stingrays or sharks.
Oh. Stingrays. But I don't... Stingrays are down bad. What they did to Steve Irwin will never be forgotten.
Yeah, Bethany Hamilton. That's her name. What is she?
The one-armed girl? Mm. What shark got her?
I think it's just called the Bethany shark now, in my eyes. I'll look it up.
You're doing a lot of... just comments. I can't tell if jokes or you're being serious.
Just very confidently saying things.
No, it's the Bethany shark.
I played the game Balderdash one time and I was phenomenal at it because it's a game about lying with confidence.
I'm a great liar.
It's why both my first marriages didn't really work out. Mm-hmm.
You should start telling people that. Just if a date goes bad and you're like, yeah, you know, it's just been tough after the third divorce.
Yeah. Say the first divorce is the easiest.
Dude, what?
It was a tiger shark.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Tiger, man. Tiger. Sharks.
Tiger Woods. Player, Tiger King.
They're all tenacious.
Dude, have you ever watched the movie Rain Man?
No.
It's on Netflix. I watched it yesterday.
Good?
It's pretty... I mean, I watched it like... It's like a 90s movie. I watched it growing up.
Should remind
you of
yourself? Like, I'm a genius like this.
I think I'm autistic.
Is it like The Good Doctor, but he plays poker?
Okay, so you're familiar with Rain Man.
Yeah, I just know he apparently has autism, and so he's a math genius.
Yeah, he's like a savant with numbers, and it's not till the end of the movie, but yeah, Tom Cruise figures out that, oh, I can use Dustin Hoffman to count cards for me. Mm. But it's a good movie. Just two boys, just, you know, just living life. Very different, but it's a good movie. I recommend it.
So Tom Cruise uses a partially disabled guy.
To make him money.
Mentally disabled, to make him money.
Yeah, Tom Cruise.
Kind of like he's done with Scientology.
Yes.
Okay.
But the disabled people in Scientology are just, it's all mental delusion. That's their disability.
Scientology is wild. You see they have like a bright, massive skyline downtown sign in Kansas City, Church of Scientology. I'm going to go in there one day. I'm very curious. Like, how would they, it would be fun to like go through it for a bit.
I think I have seen, it's like right off the plaza, right? By that one nice restaurant.
Actually, I'm really scared of that. I feel like if they found out who I was, they might like ruin my life. There's those stories.
You're going to get so many follow-up messages. Hey, man, it was great to see you today. Look, I don't know if you do this kind of thing, but would love for you to share a couple of just articles just speaking truth into today's craziness. If you would just share that on your Facebook, that would be awesome, man. Thank you. About 19 of those.
That's scary. Church of Scientology. What was I going to say? We were talking about...
Tiger sharks.
Sharks. You said something about... Oh, selling... Speaking of divorces... Selling Sunset is, I just binge watched that.
Really?
I loved it. It's fun to look at the cool houses, but then you get kind of roped into these crazy people's lives. It's a bunch of pretty women who sell multi-million dollar homes and they just argue like they're 12-year-olds. It's
okay.
Amazing.
Cool.
Yeah.
I've never seen it. I knew it was like a real estate show.
So the big ending to season three, what we're waiting for season four, is how one of the girls is married to one of the This Is Us guys.
Oh, nice. Good for her.
I guess he got married way back then. He got really rich and famous. He just kind of... Apparently, they had a fight and he just texted her and said, I just filed for a divorce.
Oh.
And that was it.
Via text.
Yeah, he just went down to the courthouse and was like, we're done. Power move. he's now Deborah dating a girl like 20 years younger who's like Venezuelan or something. So it's kind of the playbook.
Yeah, the new show is going to be called This Is Us Now.
Yeah.
Like a new version.
This is me now.
This is us from now on.
Remember how he texted her? What do you think he texted her? You know that show that like made me really rich and famous and like got us this mansion? This Is Us? She's like, yeah. He's like, well, this is me now. And he's just holding up a divorce paper and a selfie. And now this is not us.
I like to think that he says that all the time and she just can't stand it.
Yeah.
Like they're like arguing about like, no, I thought you loved mozzarella cheese. You know I hate mozzarella cheese. This is us. Honey,
stop.
Shut up.
Shut up, honey.
Stop saying this is us.
I wouldn't be so insecure if my football career had panned out. That's not even real life. That's your character. I didn't marry him.
Here we are fighting again. This is us. I'm going to strangle you.
I'm going to strangle you.
I'm going to take my hands around your neck.
I'm a little sensitive because my dad died from a crock pot. You're clearly not aware of the show. I don't care about him, okay? He's not real. It's a show. He's like, this is so typical us. This is... Yeah, you don't know the show, so you can't really contribute to the bit anymore, but it was funny while it lasted.
Happens in the show, I wonder. Probably.
I'm having tough relations with my adopted black brother, and it's confusing. He's an actor. You guys, it's not real.
I'm going to take a grasp at what happens in the show. But this medical diagnosis, I think it could be really harmful. Does that happen?
That, dude, that is, yes, for sure. There's several cancers. Yeah. What's Hollywood going to do when cancer gets a cure? They're going to just go under.
Yeah.
What's the new thing? When we figure out how to cure all diseases?
Anti-Semitism.
Like, oh, you won't believe it. Myers and John, they get on conference calls and they just go nuts. We're canceled again. Yeah, that is the new cancer. Ooh, mic drop. Maybe there'll always be cancer.
Our words.
Write that down. Watch your language, guys. Because they're powerful.
Yo, I was thinking the other day about sticks and stones will hurt my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's the opposite. I feel like words are so powerful. I would hate for someone to say mean words about me.
That's a very classic phrase. Yeah.
They can definitely hurt me.
Yeah.
Sticks?
I'm going to...
Hit me with a stick.
Yeah.
Stones...
I wonder if there's any parents still saying it to their kids. Mommy, he just called me this and that. Sticks and stones, okay? Words will never hurt you. Like, no, actually,
suck it up?
Yeah. No, actually, words a 7-year-old said to me 20 years ago are still hurting me.
Seriously.
So, I need help. That's not a good phrase. What's a new one? Sticks and stones may break my little bones, but your words I will think about in 22 years when I've moved on and have a full living and a wife and a house. So, please stop.
That's one. If life gets too hot, just get in a sauna. There's no such thing as trauma.
Mm-hmm.
That's a new one.
I like that.
New therapist. That doesn't exist.
Okay.
Just don't worry about it. Just get in a sauna. Also, it rhymes. So.
If life gives you lemons, squeeze them in your mouth.
I thought that was just
Don't say that bad word anymore. You sour grape. Do you ever have your mouth washed out with soap?
No. When were we talking about that? Oh, we were talking about that on the behind the scenes video. Yeah, because Derek had been, but we had not been.
Yeah, I didn't. I just got my butt whooped.
Spunked.
I didn't say any bad words. I was well trained. I'll never forget. We were very, very no potty word household.
Yeah, same.
And my mother once spilled an entire gallon of grape juice on the carpet.
I've never seen a gallon of grape juice.
Oh, my dad loved his grape juice.
Okay.
And she goes, crap. I was like 9. I was like, what did you say, mommy? And I ran outside like, oh, mommy said a bad word. And she's like trying to save the carpet while I'm like on a swing, like, oh, I'm going to run away from home.
Yeah.
My mom's going to jail.
Just me and my dad now.
Yeah.
Because she said crap.
And it was very traumatic for me.
But good for her.
Recovered. Yeah.
She only said crap.
Well, those sticks and stones, man. Those words really hurt me. Never left my... I still think about it.
Yeah. I forgot why I was thinking about the reasoning, but I don't agree with the phrase.
I had a weird thing where do not say sweet dreams to me because I don't want to have any dreams because I'm scared of my dreams. 8-year-old me, if you said sweet dreams to me, that's like... I mean, that was, you might as well have just told... President Trump that climate change is real. I lose my mind.
I think we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
This is like very weird psychotic behavior.
I've always been a weird person.
The second you murder someone, they're going to come back to this. Like, this is when we kind of knew.
Yeah.
He was 8.
I was his babysitter when he was 8, and I told him sweet dreams, and he started, like, he climbed up in a tree. It was 11 p.m. I was fearful for my life.
You were probably like, I know you haven't seen it, but like Rain Man, like anything out of the ordinary for him, he just like starts hitting himself and screaming. Okay. That was you.
That was me.
No sweet dreams.
Yeah, no sweet dreams.
No sweet dreams.
Yeah.
My goodness.
I couldn't count cards. I just couldn't play with cards.
As far as you know. Gosh.
Yeah, a lot of issues, but we worked through them. We're working on it, but do less guests. We're gonna announce this tour in the next 2 weeks. Every day there's more news. Today Maryland is clearly opening up.
Yeah,
they say everything's opening up, and we're gonna do 50% capacity at all theaters and venues. So we're at 50% right now. This fall, a lot of places we're gonna be good to go. I mean, it's amazing. My parents are getting vaccinated today.
Oh, cool.
A buddy my age who has no problems is getting vaccinated today. I've not even tried, so I'm gonna start trying. I guess if you like put effort in, you're probably able to get one. But
interesting, yeah.
Like it's happening, dude. So do less guess. We are probably announcing in the next couple of weeks, and it will start August 20th. The only thing holding us back is rescheduling those Texas dates, but we're just gonna do here's the fall tour, and then like a month or two later, be like, and we added Texas. So I'm not looking forward to the barrage of comments the day of.
Why are you going to Texas?
What's your deal with Texas? And I'll be like, we're coming.
That is going to be annoying.
We're coming, I promise. But I'll help the engagement.
So go ahead and announce it soon. Sans Texas. With the thought that that's going to be added in at the end.
Yeah. I think we'll loop it in with guys, fingers crossed, you bought the tickets. Thank you. We've added some Texas dates and we've added spring 2022 dates.
Dude, so we're going for a while?
We're going.
From August to when?
Yeah, back and forth, August through December, and then off for the holidays, obviously. And they're still working on it. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay,
but gotcha. Probably, yeah, January, February, March. Gosh. Now that I think about it, the day this is coming out, we're probably announcing in 4 or 5 days.
Whoa.
Or
that's new.
Well, anywhere from 5 to 10 days.
Cool. That's so sick.
Oh, that's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
And my Oklahoma State Cowboys are probably heading... Probably make a Final Four run. It's just the best. 2021 is really crushing it.
Oh my gosh. I'm starting to really feel that fire that you were talking about 6 months ago. And you're like, dude, next summer is going to be crazy. That's just now hitting me where I am going to go crazy this summer. Is. I'm going to every national park. I'm going to every Hawaiian island. I am going to get crabs in at least 2 continents. I really want to experience life this summer. And I want to eat some bone-in chicken.
Yeah, I think everyone will be vaccinated. I actually did this thing. Pro tip for my people out there, because I love you guys. Dr. B, the letter B as in Bravo. Dr. B, you just Google that. It's some kind of startup. This is very clever. They started this whole kind of, software algorithm where you give us your name, your date, kind of your age, your medical things, and we'll text you when there's a leftover vaccine in your area.
Dr. B.
Yeah. So I'm in this zip code. Here's my name and age. I guess they probably have a list in this area and they just, hey, we have a leftover. It's all about
leftovers. Hey, they only use half of theirs. Well, needle's still hot. If you want to hop, you'll be here in 20 minutes.
Yeah. Get on in this thing. He's
got a little juice in it.
Yeah, we found this guy. We actually gave him too much. So if you come over here, just maybe he'll spit in your mouth.
Yeah, it's kind of a snake venom thing. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to suck it out of his arm, and then we'll put it in a vial and put it in your arm.
Seriously, it's a deal where it's you have to respond within 15 minutes. So I guess any day, week from now, they'll text me. It's left her vaccine, be here in 15.
You say, boy's got to go. Derek, take over for me.
Yeah, I got to go get that vaccine. I'm jealous. My parents are getting the Johnson & Johnson. It's a one and done. That's what I'm looking for.
They should just call it the Johnson then.
Yep.
Rebrand. I should work at Burger King marketing.
Yes.
Good ideas.
I agree. Dude. Only women should get vaccines. And we'll pay them for it really well if they want to.
Dollar per dollar.
maybe that's what the Trey Kennedy brand needs. Some shock value marketing.
Yeah.
Say a slur on a stream, but then say, take back while you're here, buy tickets to the tour. I think that would work.
Yeah, no, I think that's good. Or be like, guys, on Tuesdays I do opposite day streams. So everything I said, I didn't mean.
Yeah.
Come on, who hasn't heard of opposite day?
Right. Guys, you must have not seen the disclaimer. People getting me viral.
Ugh.
There was a disclaimer.
No one reads the fine print on live streams these days.
Yeah. Funny stuff. So that's exciting. They had to give that spiel.
Yeah, no, that's great.
Everything's going well.
I was going to say something about vaccines. I don't know.
Let's do some segments.
Let's do some.
We kind of get carried away. We're just such chatty boys.
So silly boys. Why are you doing so much?
Hit us with it.
Mine is people in neighborhoods who just take it upon themselves to start feeding animals that aren't their pets. They can be across the spectrum. I currently live in a neighborhood where this old man, sorry?
He's on the spectrum? I feel like you should take it easy on him.
Sorry, I was thinking of Dustin Hoffman and Rain Man. This, the animals are on the spectrum.
Oh, I believe that.
Not an autistic spectrum. They are, what am I trying to say here? The animals have trouble socializing. This is an opposite
day podcast.
They do fine. You can't take them, you can't play blackjack with them. I'll just say that. But I live in a neighborhood where this old man, I'm not sure where he's at. I'm sure he's fine intellectually. I don't know. But feeds cats like it is his day job. I mean, legitimately, like, ooh, during the daytime, every day, I stopped at the stop sign and just, like, kind of stared at him. Not staring at him, but just I wanted to get an accurate count. I counted 11 cats in his driveway. Some of them aren't even eating. They're just, like, sunbathing in his driveway. And it just creates this problem where now there's cats in the neighborhood. They don't have a home, but they know that every now and then they can just go to Old Man River's house and then get some cat food. So that's an issue. I've also seen a woman who feeds possum every night.
She feeds you see her feeding possums.
Yes.
Oh, she.
I tried to talk about this before, and people were like, actually, that's good for your neighborhood because possum eat ticks. And so you should be thanking her that she's keeping the possum alive in your neighborhood.
Well, have you gotten a tick this week?
I haven't gotten a tick this week.
Well, thank you, possum lady. You would have had 4 or 5 ticks walking around your driveway.
I am so ungrateful.
Yeah, for those possum. I mean, we all get ticks every day.
Yeah, very normal. Very normal.
That is
brutal. I'm going to check you for ticks.
And I...
You actually don't need to. I have a possum lady in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
Actually don't need to.
We're fine.
I have the vaccine. I don't know.
But you can still give me a once-over if you need.
Yeah.
I finally discovered this, which makes too much sense. I think I've discussed this before. I have a huge sparrow problem on the street.
You do.
This flock of sparrows terrorizing us. Nuisance. Underselling it. Yeah. Derek's saying I'm underselling it. It is... It's something out of like an...
Alfred Hitchcock
terror film. They're just flying like a swarm, like an Egyptian plague. And then I saw the other day an old man across the street early in the morning just tossing out loads of presumably food for the birds. And that's why they're always over there. I'm like, why? That's so, yeah. It's like, why are you, it's like if my whole house was just had 50 raccoons and I was feeding them. I was like, I like that these are around. Like, what is wrong with you?
But even then, you could do that. If they stay in your house, yeah, have a pet. Feed it as much as you want.
Get them
but
in your backyard.
You're bringing in animals that don't live here and that you're not really taking care of, but you're like, I'm going to create this problem for me and all my neighbors. Just bring in hordes and hordes of animals that, you know, who knows if they have their vaccines. I don't. Do they have Johnson? Do they have Johnson and Johnson?
Mm-mm.
What are we talking?
Yeah. That's, I could have said it better myself.
what is your, so yeah, why you doing my... so much?
I think it's that because I forgot
it's
mine.
It's people who feed sparrows.
Yeah. We were on the same page. Yeah. These people need to really do less.
My goodness. Yeah. Too many cats.
It's too much.
And they got muddy footprints and they're walking all over my car. Invasion of privacy, please. Don't walk on my car. I don't walk on your.
On your. I don't. Yeah. I don't walk where, on. Where I don't do walk on live? Your hairballs. I don't walk on your. Yeah. Where do cats live? Where do they lay their head at night?
What do they even do? Like the sewage drains?
It's a good question. Maybe on top of a garbage can.
That does seem nice. Or like on the hood of your car if it's still kind of warm in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
Or a tree branch. Or like outside of a small mouse community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not
People
sure.
People say
maybe.
Cats are good for mice. I've never seen a cat just catch a mice
in the
wild.
No one likes cats. No one likes cats. Not the feral ones or the Broadway play.
The play did not do all well horrible. Once it went to movie. James Corden, Jason Derulo.
Yeah, the movie, that's what I'm talking about.
Taylor Swift.
Mm. Yeah, I hate when Hollywood does that. They're just like, here's 15 people who are really popular, so this is going to be good. And you're like, that's
go well.
I think that's my sign. It's not
going
to go well.
Give me 2 or 3 people. Give me 2 people I know their names and 1 person that I can tell you something they're from. Like, don't know your name, but you were in... I think you were some side character in Step Brothers. Yes. All right.
Yes.
Perfect. Now it's going to be a good movie.
Yeah. What was my, why are you doing so much? What were we talking about?
Was it about your stomach growling earlier? Because I was a little worried about that.
No.
Okay.
That's just, I'm doing keep doing a weird thing where I just forget to eat.
You're just so married to the game, you know?
Yeah.
So busy.
My bad. No, it's just more of a laziness. Like, I don't Katie buys the food. I'm like, do I want another salad? No, I'll just, I guess I'll starve because
it sounds brutal.
I don't want to do that anymore. But no, I'm cooking tonight, so not to brag.
Nice.
Might make up some cauliflower. I don't know. Get crazy.
You pronounce it cauliflower?
I do now. I think it's a fun.
That is fun. That's super fun.
My why you doing so much is...
Let's move on to spoken.
Yeah, okay. Spoken word up. Maybe it'll come to me. Let's do spoken word up. It's been a while.
Trey, I would like to hear a spoken word poem from you.
Okay.
About Patreon.
Mm-hmm. Just that?
Yeah. Feel free to go wherever you want to go with that. But we're on Patreon now. These are exciting times. I just got Trey Kennedy YouTube.
Oh, my bad. Is that how many subscribers I have? Blah.
Ooh, the Traveling Symphony. Mm-hmm. Can't go Patreon, wrong there. What we got here? Oh, I wish it was a Burger King ad. They're always fun to see.
Quick. The old double ad on YouTube.
Yeah.
They'll get you. Here we go. For my patrons, my Do Less guests.
Guys, quiet down.
Thank you. Thank you for coming, supporting. You're the best. Thank you, thank you. You are my Do Less guest. A guest that does less. A guest we think is the best. Patreon, we've switched to. I don't eat, so I don't poo.
Yes.
And do any of us really poo? I don't think so, do you? Who am I, Dr. Seuss of toilets and poo? Because excrement is waste. And we don't waste time. Because time is of the essence. And when you're doing less, and when you are the best, you don't waste time. You don't even sleep! Success! If you want success, you got... The music got me, okay.
Whoa. Easy, Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss. Do you have a PhD, an MD? No, you're a liar. Dr. Seuss is a coward. One fish, two fish, red fish. How dare you typify these fish? Fish are free to be and decide who they are.
Mm.
Not you. Doctor of lies. So snuffleupagus and shut up. Patreon. Thank you. Thank you.
That's beautiful. Beautiful. That music ended up being pretty powerful there. About a minute in.
Oh my goodness.
That really took a turn.
I apologize.
No, I mean, you were just following the music. You had to. That was your accompaniment. You know, nothing you could do about it.
Okay, Jake, your word. To be spoken, worded, going on the theme is, excuse me, your word is super fan.
Thank you guys. Thank you guys for coming tonight.
We see your bravery and we love it.
Thank you. It's tough for me.
We acknowledge it's hard for you to on stage with your magenta skin, and we're thankful for it.
You may look at me as just a pale little boy. They would tease me in the locker room, use me as their toy. Say words that I don't understand the meaning of quite yet. But someday I would learn. I wouldn't fret. They would say words such as placenta, or look at your skin, it's so magenta. But now I see them. They came crawling back. They say, what's your name again? Was it Jack? I say, no. I know you know that I remember that you know. I know do you remember? I don't forget what I'll never forget it, is what I say to them. Because they've subscribed. They're a Do Less guest. They're in this chat. They have a chest. Couldn't think of a rhyme. And that is why they slurp every week, because they are weak and they are my soup per fan. So take your bowl and let's drink this soup.
Enjoy the transfer. This is a cult. This is a cult. You are ours.
Drink the soup of your 7th grade locker room enemies.
Drink the soup.
$5
of content.
As much soup as you want.
Alphabet soup. You are.
Tastes like Patreon every month. So yeah, I would say this has been a pretty good episode. Pretty normal.
That was pretty good. Yeah. Thank you for getting up there and performing in that way. Very vulnerable.
Just something just to show how brave I am. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think I pulled something in my neck there towards the soup screen.
Yeah. My vocal cords hurt.
What hurts?
My vocal cords. My vocal cords.
Snuffleupagus. I really strained there. Oh, it's tough to be a leader of a cult, even to just pretend.
Yeah.
You have to really fake it.
When I watch those, I literally think, like, you gotta give this guy credit at some point. I mean, he wakes up every day, he really works hard.
Yeah.
He's a real determined guy. Like, good for him.
Manipulator, sure. Misogynist.
Sure. That's called, it's masseuse.
But... Oh, is it? Mm-hmm. Okay. What have I been paying for then?
I don't know.
Huh. Women belong in the kitchen.
Yeah. Agreed. Creepy guy, sure. But entrepreneur? I think so. Yeah. I think so. Hustler? Confident.
Yes.
Grinder.
Communicator.
Mm-hmm.
Also, sometimes they do have accounts on Grinder. Right. Yeah.
Which is...
Don't do that.
No, it's good. Yeah. You guys should download Grindr. It's a coffee bean delivery app.
Seriously, guys.
Yeah.
If you want coffee beans, it's by Dr. B. It's like Dr. Beans.
Dr. B is a vaccine thing. I'm trying to help you. They're like, what is Dr. B? That is a weird...
Any relation to Burt's B?
No.
Different B.
He is... It's actually Mr. Bean. He graduated.
Oh.
And we're proud of him.
Any relation to Beans from Even Stevens?
No.
These are all... Okay.
Beans from Even Stevens, I don't think the vaccine would take.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's probably got some other things.
I love that that's like a thing in the medical world. Yeah, it's not taken.
It's not taken.
Huh.
Ugh.
I didn't even know that was... Okay, so sometimes it can just not happen. Mm. That's too bad.
Yeah, you might have to go with the Johnson & Johnson & Johnson.
I'm going to do that for if I ever have like a real job in marketing. So, Jake, we've spent $500,000 this year on digital advertising. What's the ROI on that? Next to nothing. I don't know. It's just not taken.
Mm. Yeah, it's just not... It's nothing we can do about it.
It's just something... It's the way it's reacting.
It's just science.
I don't know. I mean, what do you expect? Sometimes it just doesn't take.
So, yeah, we don't tell you. My why I'm doing so much, I remembered.
Cool.
So we'll end on this. That's just what we do here on the Do Less Got Less Patreon.
Patreon.
Why you're doing so much is the great city of New Haven, Connecticut.
Mm.
We touched on it a little bit, but we forgot to talk about.
There's
we,
more to say.
We legit saw a drag race.
Yeah, you ever seen that in real life? Not in the movies?
We're driving back from the comedy club to our Airbnb. It gets progressively more startling. We saw a car zoom past us and run a red light. We saw that same car like pull a 180 and nearly hit us.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, what is happening here?
We were in the middle of having a conversation, being like, what is going on in New Haven right now?
Several police cars.
Yeah.
And then we saw another car whip around, and I had to like drive around a guy, kind of out of fear. I'm like, are we getting blocked off to be taken?
Yeah.
And it's not taken. And we just see two dragsters like side by side, and there's all these cars pulling up to watch, and we're like, that was a legit drag race.
Like, they were about to just, like, race their cars.
Yeah. Did I want to watch? Yes. I just had a thought of, are drag races cool anymore? Isn't it? Someone just kind of, like, leases a Tesla and wins. Like, how is it even fun anymore?
Business guy, look at you.
Yeah, like, what? These guys could go lease a Tesla for 3 months. They'd win easy. They just have this, like,
or just, like, rent one for a
this
day.
This weird little, like, souped up Hyundai. And some guy just rolls up with a, yeah, Tesla Model X.
Hmm.
Like, yeah, this is a, oh, nice mom van. Well, I just, that was easy.
I have Falcon doors.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
They would say that before the drag race, I think.
Yeah, you're a little sparrow.
Yeah. But yeah, it was very interesting to see. And then the next night, we drive by that same road, and there is a cop just sitting where they were drag racing before.
Not tonight.
Not tonight.
Not on my watch. We drove by the cemeteries per capita up there. I feel like it's really high.
Anywhere in Connecticut, just in general. Like, one New Haven, UConn's campus had a massive cemetery on it, which I feel like is not great.
Yeah.
Spirits.
Yeah, spirits.
And just, like, dumb college kids are for sure just, like, doing terrible things that they shouldn't be doing on a cemetery, I think.
I would not bury your ancestors you care about on a cemetery on a college campus.
Because
they're going to get...
They're going to be used as a bong on. Some way.
Yeah.
They will be used to consume alcohol.
How do you want to be... your corpse, what do you want done with it?
You know, I think about this every day when I wake up. And then I can't ever decide what I want. Mm-hmm. But I think about it every day. Isn't that weird?
Get rid of the crabs first.
Yeah, one thing at a time. I don't think I care that much. I think it's like, hey, family, don't spend very much money on me because I'm dead now. Seriously, I don't care.
I couldn't care less. I want to do something funny with it. Maybe, like, I think... Just throw me in a random kind of creek or something. Let a jogger come up upon it and just scare him to death. And they'll call and be like, oh, that's Trey Kennedy. He just kind of died of natural causes. And
yeah, his last will and testament was to be thrown into a river.
No big deal.
We got to honor it.
Yeah. This guy's like, oh my goodness, thank goodness. I guess good for him. I'm just going to resume my jog. And it'd be funny for that one person.
And part of what's in your like will and like power of attorney.
Just a comedian's.
Yeah.
Always want to end on a laugh.
I think it's like, hey, I want to just be tossed into a river, and for their troubles, whoever finds me, I'll give them $1,000.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
But it has to be someone who doesn't know I'm going to be in the
maybe bank. Like half a Bitcoin or something.
Ooh, could be that fun. Could be funny, yeah. Could be fun.
It's like, yeah, which send us your digital wallet. He left you half a Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Okay.
You start a new crypto, death coin.
Yeah.
It becomes this trend after you die.
Yeah. Do less guest coin.
DLG.
Patreon.
We should start a crypto. Yeah. We should start a crypto. Does anyone
sell
know
NFT.
How to mine? Yes. That, I mean, might as
maybe.
Well.
Maybe, might as well.
It. Yeah.
Okay.
Might as.
Thank you, guys. First, we have all the pods on the Patreon now, but first new pod on the Patreon. A lot of fun stuff coming. Share it with your friends. We're doing more and more giveaways, more and more content. And if we hit 1,000 supporters, I'll do a podcast with my parents.
Ooh.
I think people would enjoy seeing that.
Yeah.
My mother loves to talk to me, so she would really enjoy it.
Make sure she doesn't say any craps on the podcast.
Right. We will have to... My parents are coming off of 3 years in therapy to remove so they can stop saying crap. It was a long road.
Good for them.
Thank you guys, for real. Appreciate the love. We got... Yeah. Vibes are up this year. We have a lot of stuff coming. We're hit the road. I can't wait to meet some of y'all doing all these tours. We're coming everywhere in the next year, truly.
Thanks for supporting us.
Thanks so much. Peace.